Housing, food, retirement, and your social life? How do you manage all of that while you're in college? Join me as I talk to one of my longtime friends, Josh, about how he does just that. Welcome to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, where we go beyond the dollars and cents. Let's get talking. Today on Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, we're talking to one of my friends that I've known the longest. Josh Tonge is joining me on today's episode, and I'm super excited for this one. Josh and I have known each other since the fourth grade, which at the time of this recording goes back to just over 17 years ago. He and I have known each other for a very long time. So when Josh agreed to come on this podcast, I got really excited for this conversation, and it's a fun one. We have a great conversation, and it's my first ever in-person podcast recording. So there's a little bit of audio issues right at the beginning, but they get ironed out, and make sure you stick around to enjoy this entire great conversation. Josh and I sit down to talk about and go over his views surrounding college, money, learning about money, and other financial challenges that young adults face. I think you're going to find a lot of value in today's episode, so make sure you stick around. We're going to talk specifically about managing a job while you're in college, what Josh learned about money, how he learned about money, how college impacts his long-term perspectives, especially when it comes to retirement, and much, much more. You're in for a great money talk today, so stay tuned and subscribe for more. Also, if you know someone who you think would be a great guest on this podcast, please let me know. Or if you want to come on yourself, please send me an email. I'd be happy to have anyone on the show so we can talk about how you handle money. The money talking points for today's episode are: how can you make sure to budget fun into your life? And two, what stood out to you and who can you share it with? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to today's interview on Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. As you can see, especially if you're watching the video version, this is a little bit of a different format. Josh is here with me in person. I've never done an in-person interview, so I'm a little excited for this one. This will be fun. And this really kicks off my whole initiative to talk to more regular everyday people about their finances, learn how they learned about money, how they handle their money, how they manage their money, and how they do what they want to do with their money. So I'm excited for this conversation with Josh. Josh and I have known each other for too many years to count, so this should be a good conversation. I'm excited for this one. Josh, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody?
Yeah, like Skylar said, we go way back. I'm Josh. I'm currently finishing up at BYU. And so I'm doing an accounting internship right now. I'm planning on going to get a master's in accounting and become a CPA. And that's kind of a little bit about me right now.
So we're kind of talking to Josh, pre-financial expert. So Josh is the kind of person that I would have had on my podcast in like 10 years once he has his experience with a CPA. So we're going to kind of get that intro level to how he manages money through college, how he thinks about money. And I'm excited for this conversation. We'll jump right into the questions. The first one here is, how have you learned about money and money management?
That's a really good question. Because I feel like growing up, like in high school, we really don't learn a lot about money. And so as I started college, I was interested in business. And so I took a lot of business classes and then decided I wanted to do accounting. Along the way, I was able to learn about finances and like my accounting classes, my finance classes. I also was able to work at a credit union for 5 years, and I learned a ton about money and how to manage it and what to do and what not to do. Like, oftentimes you think credit cards bad, but I really learned on it is good to have to help build credit. So in the future, if I want to buy a house, I have that credit built up.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. You and I both have that shared experience through working at a credit union. We worked at the same one. You kind of introduced me to it. So I think that was extremely foundational for me kind of learning what not to do. Would you say so yourself?
Oh, yeah. I've seen the goods and the bads where people can mess up and really have a hard time having a tough time getting out of financial situations, or I've seen it where people do it right. They have their account set up where they're having their money work for them.
So you kind of learned a little bit through your recent education, I'd say. How do you think growing up influenced you? You mentioned we didn't learn about it in high school. Is there any other influences you have on money as a kid?
Yeah, I think a big one was my parents. They always would tell me to be smart with my money. They would teach me to, hey, maybe save a little here and there, but nothing too crazy. I think they always try to be smart with their money the best they could. So that's kind of where I experienced from.
So it seems like everything went before high school and after high school. But how do you manage your expenses while you're in college? How do you stay on top of that? Because there's a lot of expenses, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton. Honestly, when I started college, it was really tough. I felt like I was working, but the bills were greater. As I really sat down and looked at, okay, these are my bills, here's what I owe. So what I would do is basically sit down and be like, every paycheck, I would say, okay, I have to pay this, this, and this. And then I would put a little aside and save. And then even managing expenses like food. Food is a big expense.
Yeah.
It is. So I put a budget on my food, be like, okay, I have $100.
You got to figure out how to eat within the $100.
Yeah.
It can be hard. So you mentioned it was hard at first. Does it get easier? Do you have to really set those criteria?
It does get easier as long as you like stick to what your budget is. I think something does help is like in career wise, as you start to get pay raises, it gets easier to, there's not as much stress to cover the costs, but it's, you have to be smart in every step of the way.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. You mentioned that you worked a credit union for the last 5 years. I assume that's while you were in college. How do you balance that?
Oh, great question. So while I was going to college, so most of my time I worked around 30 hours and had at least 12 credits, if not a little bit more. So it took up a lot of my time.
I bet.
It's just like managing money. You have to manage your time. A lot of times it felt like I was only doing work and school and I didn't have enough time for a little social life. But you're not going to have, they're not going to be balanced equally. You know yourself and you know what you need. So you have to balance in a way that be like, okay, I need this much social time on top of that. So let me cut something out, but prioritize. I felt like managing my time it's something that is vital. And
yeah, do you think it's as important to manage your time as it is to manage your money?
Honestly, I think it's equally as important.
Yeah, because you could find yourself in a big time hole. Like you said, you didn't feel like you had a whole lot of social life at some points. And that may be the same thing as you feel like you don't have enough budget to cover that food that you want. So
yeah, like you have to know what you want. For example, like if you're not getting paid super well at a job, maybe look for a job that you get paid a little bit more and you can work a little bit less
to equal it out.
Yeah.
Cause then you can increase your social time, but keep your pay the same because of that trade-off. So I think those are definitely key elements to consider, especially while you're in college, is time and money.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. So I think what I'm hearing so far is you just have to be very careful, pay close attention to it, and manage it. What would you say to people who maybe are just letting it go by the wayside? They're not really paying attention to it. How do they get started, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's just making that goal and sitting down and say, okay, I want to start. I feel like there's times where I didn't manage it as well. And so I felt like that increased my stress a little bit. And so I was like, okay, I have to refocus on what I want and what I need to do. It's like managing your homework. It's like, okay, what comes next? What's most important? What can I put my effort into? And what maybe was something I can just slide by a little bit?
Yeah, like you got to be willing to make those trade-offs. I think a great thing to consider, and something that really, I guess, plagues everybody going to college right now, is student loans. And I kind of want to hear your take on how student loans play a role in your college decisions and your finances. What do you think about student loans?
Yeah, a great question. So if you can avoid student loans, great. If not, all of us can. I know some people have graduated with debt-free, and congratulations to you. Honestly, I honestly have some student loans. Kind of my take on it was I only took out loans for tuition. And then of those loans, I only took out subsidized. So they only accrue interest until like after you graduate or other circumstances. And so that was my thing. That's why I worked a little bit more. That way I didn't have to take out as many student loans out. Any money I earned while working, I would pay my books, my housing, any other expenses I had. That way I didn't have to take out any loans to live. It was solely based on tuition. And so you really have to consider that. Consider the cost of tuition. If you're going to have to take out a ton of student debt, maybe consider going somewhere else. Different school. Or finding another way to earn money.
I really like that guideline of only using student loans to pay for tuition, because it kind of sets up a parameter of, hey, this is kind of all I got. I got to make the rest, because you can really borrow up to your eyeballs if you really wanted to. They'll give you all the money you want in student loans, and it's going to be expensive debt as well. So I really like the idea. And I think one thing I caught is, how important do you think it is to understand what you're getting yourself into? Because you mentioned subsidized loans, which are something very key and good, because you do want to go for those, because then you're not accruing interest while you're in school. How important do you think it is to understand what you're getting yourself into with your student loans?
Oh, it's like getting into any loan. You should really put in the time and effort to know the terms and contract. So yeah, it's very important to know what you're getting into. Like the terms and contracts of a loan, any loan, let's a mortgage, a car loan, because you want to know the interest, how much you're going to pay overall. And then you want to have a plan to basically pay that back as quick as possible. My plan is to, once I'm done fully with school, just to pour some money into my student loans. I always get some advice if you're not sure.
Podcast, like financial. Yeah, podcasts are a great resource. Your financial aid office may have a person that can answer questions, especially the ones like what's subsidized versus unsubsidized. There are people on campus who can answer that for you right there. So look for your resources and take advantage of those. How do you think it would make a difference if you didn't know about those loans? Like, can you imagine finding yourself in a situation where you didn't set the parameters of only taking out for tuition? How would that stress impact your life?
Oh, I think it would stress me out immensely. Just like taking out all these loans and just not realizing the consequences that it can take years to pay off a certain debt. But I'm grateful that I've had teachers to kind of teach me. I've had older siblings go to college, and I've kind of learned from them on what to do or what to improve on as far as loans go, and they've been really smart about their loans and getting those paid back.
So I think you're speaking a little bit to the power of having people around you to either ask questions to, like bounce ideas off of. What do you think your value is in having like maybe your circle of friends that you ask these tough questions to?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. There's power in number. And really, it's like sometimes you just have to talk it out with a person to really understand the situation. And they may not be answering your question. You may be answering it yourself. But really, to have a support of people trying to better themselves is fantastic.
I love the idea of building a stronger community, talking about money more. That's the whole reason behind this podcast, is to get people talking about money more. So find your group of friends and go talk about it. I want to move a little bit into how do you think about your bigger financial picture while you're in college? So we have someone listening who's maybe just about to start college, or they're in the thick of it, but they're also like, I hear people talking about retirement and things like that. How do you juggle those? So specifically, how do you even think about your savings and long-term goals while you're in college?
Yeah, great question. I think in terms of savings, you should at least save a little of each paycheck. Whether you start out with $5, $10 and grow it, it's fantastic to have a savings, especially an emergency fund. It's really gotten me through college, where I've had times where I've earned a little bit more, so I've put that aside and saved up. And then all of a sudden, some expenses come that I wasn't expecting, so I was able to use that to kind of smooth out what I needed to pay. And as far as retirement goes, or like long term, it's really hard in college to really focus on that. I've become aware in like some of my finance classes, I'm like, there's a lot more I could be doing. But one day I was sitting in there and we were talking kind of personal finance. I'm in a corporate finance class, and it was just kind of some self-reflection questions. And one of them was like talking about retirement and some other things that you don't really think of right now. And I was like, I don't have retirement. I was like, oh, wait a second. I have a 401k with my employer. And so they do a match. And so at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So what up to the percentage that they'd match, that's how much I put in. I'd really suggest that for anybody because, I mean, not even thinking about it, I've earned
several thousands of dollars.
In yeah, that at least. I've earned some retirement. And I was like, hey, I have my foot in the door.
And I think most people will find, and I've been trumpeting this, honestly, the past couple of weeks on my podcast, is because every single time the 401k comes up, the company match comes up. Without a doubt, every single person mentions that they're getting their company match and that it's important to do. And I think you'll find that as time goes on, those dollars, even though small and not maybe what you fully wanted to do, are going to be the most valuable dollars because of time and compound interest and things like that. So if you heard it here again for like the fifth episode in a row, get your company match. It's very important. It's provided you some peace of mind, it sounds like.
Yeah, just like I said, it gave me an assurity that I am starting my retirement.
Yeah, and just getting started is really all you need to do, because like you said, it's hard. You're not gonna end every single month's budget with an extra $400 to put into your IRA. That's just not realistic, and that's okay. But that little bit that you're doing that's coming straight out of your paycheck, so you're not noticing it, so your lifestyle is already adjusted to the lesser amount you're receiving, you're going to be just fine. And then you'll be like, wow, I'm not completely screwed in the retirement area.
Yeah.
That can be really helpful. So make sure you get your company matched. To everybody listening, if you don't offer a 401k or if you don't have a 401k at work, put a little bit into your IRA. It can be really hard, I'm sure, but any little bit that you get in there is going to be monumental with the power of compound interest.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's been anything that's been particularly helpful with managing your money in college? Is there something you'd recommend or say do? I know you talked about making sure, I don't know, you're looking at it and being aware of it, talking to other people. What would you recommend for the person listening that's in the thick of it with college?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say definitely like have those days where you sit down, plan your expenses for the next couple weeks, for the next month, but also don't be too hard on yourself. Like, if one time you're not as great with your money, just be like, all right, I got it, next paycheck. You also want to make sure you're having some fun. Put some fun money aside and be like, okay, this week I want to treat myself a little and go to a little bit nicer restaurant, or maybe plan for a weekend outing. Make sure you're also having some fun money in there. Because, I mean, it's crucial as a college person.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great takeaway. Because I know as you were talking about it, you mentioned that between college and your job, you didn't have as much room for your social life. And I was like, well, that's why we never see you anymore. But while that's realistic and okay, you also maybe need to budget in some of that social time as well, on top of the social money, for lack of a better term. That can be important on both avenues towards helping you. Is there anything you wish you would have learned sooner when it comes to money? Is there something you're doing now that you're like, if I could have learned that 10 years ago, if someone would have just taught me 10 years earlier, that would have been super nice.
Yeah, I think something maybe that is really important is, kind of Skyler mentioned it, the compounding interest idea. I feel like I didn't fully understand it. And so I feel like I probably would have tried to save a little bit more, a little bit sooner, and really get to know the basics. I mean, we all kind of know it, but really, like, do a deep dive. It never hurts to really grab a book, listen to a podcast, just anything that will continue to help you in your knowledge of money.
Yeah. So lock down those foundational things early. I think that's a big one, especially where we aren't learning about it in high school. That's why we need to be talking about it, so we can learn at least shortly after high school and get the money we need to get growing sooner. Thank you, Josh, for coming on my podcast. This has been a fun conversation. We got to go through some interesting topics. I learned some more about your money situation and your money thinking and thought process. process, and I'm sure it's going to be educational for people to have a listen to. And yeah, I'm really excited to continue having more guests on that aren't your normal everyday financial experts, so to speak. So be sure to subscribe and check out that. And if you have anyone that you think would be great on the podcast, or if you want to come on even, feel free. But Josh, any last words, anything you'd share with anyone else, or thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you, Skylar. These were some great questions that really made me reflect, and I'm glad you have this podcast to help people.
Thank you so much to Josh for coming on my podcast. Wasn't that a fun episode? I know I had a ton of fun recording it and getting to sit down and chat about money with Josh. But what can you take away from today's episode? Well, this episode can have a lot of impact on you, especially when it comes to your money. If you're in college, Josh offered some great tips. He offered some advice around how he worked his job. He mentioned that he only worked 30 hours a week, which was something that made it a little bit more manageable for him. He also made sure to mention that it's important that there's still some time for fun, both financially and time-wise, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more in the money talking points coming up. But sometimes there is just a sacrifice, whether it's socially or financially. That's just something that comes with college. And I think you can hear that through Josh's conversation about how sometimes he had to give up one thing or another, whether it was a little bit of extra savings for his retirement, or maybe he wasn't able to be as socially active as he wanted to because he was stuck between homework and work and paying for his entire college experience. One thing that I really took away is it's okay to not be pouring money into your retirement. If you're in college, it's very, very unlikely that you're going to be hitting a 25, 30% savings rate. Just don't expect that from yourself, and that's okay. I like what Josh mentioned about getting the employer match. And like I said in the interview, you've heard it about 5 episodes in a row. Get your employer match. So I won't keep beating a dead horse, but make sure you get your employer match. Another thing that I like that Josh mentioned is using your loans only for tuition. I think that's really an eye-opening way to look at it. That way you make sure you're only using your loans for paying for school specifically. Because your school and the financial aid office and the government's going to give you loans for whatever you want. You can say, I need $20,000 worth of loans when you only need 5, and you're going to figure out some way to get it. They're going to give it to you. So make sure you're using your loans wisely, taking care of what their interest rate is. Make sure you're sticking to subsidized loans so that that interest is covered by the government. And there's a lot of great tips in today's interview about managing your loans and what to consider. Another thing that was important is make sure you know who you're taking your advice from and make sure you're asking people questions, because that's going to be extremely important so that you can learn what to do, because there's so many different options out there. But if you're not in college, well, who can you share this with that is in college and then have a money talk about it? Maybe the loans for tuition only really stood out to you and you think that'd be a great thing for your cousin, niece or nephew, or brother or sister. Well, share this episode with them and have a money talk. And then you can get on board with talking about money more so that we all do better with money together. It's been a few years since I was in college, so hearing this firsthand from Josh was extremely helpful for me to keep my ideas fresh. So this can be something for you to pass on to someone else, have a fun money talk about it, and I guarantee someone will learn something. Maybe you'll come out with an idea that you never considered because of someone who's currently in college and their direct experience. But let's talk about the money talking points next. The first money talking point is, how do you make sure to budget fun into your life? I want to look at this from both a financial and a social perspective. Socially, it's important to make sure you take that time, especially while you're in college. Make sure you plan your time out appropriately. Like Josh said, it's as important to manage your time as it is to manage your finances. So make sure you're socially planning out that time so that you can be involved with other people, be involved in the local community or some club or something like that, because that's very valuable while you're in college, that you're not just locked away, only working on homework and only working your job. But financially, this is where it's important to have some sort of a savings bucket, have some sort of a fun bucket or a fun sinking fund. I've talked about sinking funds a lot, and there are several episodes in the past where I've talked about them in great detail, but that can be something that's extremely helpful for you while you're in college to figure out how you're going to actually have some fun and how you're going to find the money in order to have that fun. So make sure you're planning for it both financially and time-wise. That's where it's really most important. The second money talking point is, what stood out to you and who can you share it with? For me, it was that using loans only for tuition is a great thing. Sacrifice is sometimes necessary. And sometimes it's okay to not be putting a ton of money into your retirement. And it's really going to be okay. Make sure you're getting your employer match if that's an option. Maybe put a little bit in there. But if you're not able to pour money into your retirement, that's okay. And I can think of a couple people right off the top of my head that I could share this with, because it can be an eye-opening conversation to start more money talks. One thing that I also took away is make sure you go work at a credit union. I'm just joking, but Josh and I both worked at a credit union. We loved it. We learned a ton there. So if you can maybe, as an entry-level job, especially when you're going to college, work at some sort of financial institution, you're going to see the good, you're going to see the bad, and it's going to teach you a lot about personal finances. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Thank you so much to Josh for coming on today's episode. Josh isn't a financial professional or anything yet. Like he mentioned, he's studying to become a CPA and get his master's degree in accounting. But this begins the new era for Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, where I'm talking to regular, everyday people about their personal finances. I'm going to have episodes in here where we're just sitting down, learning how people learned about money, their experiences with money, how they manage their money, how they talk about money. It's going to be great. I'm super excited, especially after this first conversation, for all the guests that I have lined up to come on and talk about their experience with personal finances. So if you know someone who has a great experience with personal finances or with money, please send them my way. I'd love to talk to them about how they learned about that, how they manage their money, and it's going to make for more and more great money talks. The podcast is back and better than ever thanks to great listeners like you. So be sure to share and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.